If there's two things I love, it's street dancing and movies, and my next guests have managed to combine the two in the new doco, Keep Stepping, which is premiering at the Sydney Film Festival. It takes place on the urban fringe and looks at the underground world of street dance. We've spoken a lot about the Sydney Film Festival here on the radio program. If you're struggling to make up your mind about which film to see, this is definitely one to check out. It is absolutely great, and I'm pleased to say that we're talking to the director of Keep Stepping, Luke Cornish, and one of the film's main subjects, Joe. Do you read me out there?
Yep, we got you.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're coming in loud.
Oh, yeah. You're both coming through loud and clear. Thank you for taking the time this afternoon to have a chat with us here on Friday Drive on 2SER 107.3 FM. You must be over the moon about the fact that you're being included in the Sydney Film Festival.
Yes, huge. And it's a long time coming as well. We started this project a long time ago. So, yeah.
How long ago are we talking?
Probably 6 or 7 years ago. Whoa. Was my first interaction with Joe. I went up to the place they practice on Liverpool Street one very rainy night and introduced myself and asked to speak to someone in charge, and was introduced as Joe, as the, well, he doesn't like to call himself this, but he's the, kind of the, one of the leaders of the scene.
That's nice to know you're keeping it modest, even though you're in the Sydney Film Festival. So Joe and the crew were sort of dancing there on Liverpool Street, and it was just sort of the gestation for an idea for you to sort of create the documentary about all the things that they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was very connected to the hip-hop scene in London, where I'm from originally, and I came over to Australia, and I was very interested in finding what that looked like here. And it was actually just a complete coincidence that I walked past this practice spot, which is actually quite famous, and Joe can speak to it better than I can, but they've been practicing there for a very long time. So it kind of caught my eye, and the film began in its very, very early stages.
And where's the spot that you got, where that you and the crew practice at, Joe?
So we've been there for more than 17 years now, and it's actually the Downing Center Criminal Courthouse. So yeah. it's an ironic place to practice urban hip-hop culture. It's counterculture, and we do it at a place that's heavily surveilled with CCTV and armed guards everywhere. And we've been there for a very long time. We've never had any issues, and they're very accommodating to let us stay there and dance there as long as we have. You'll most likely find someone in my crew or someone dancing there Monday to Thursday, every day of those days, 365 days a year, pretty much.
Oh, that's wild, dude. What's the attraction? It's just got good surface to dance on or something like that?
I think when you go there, it's like maybe to the layperson, they'll just walk past and think it's just a hallway going into a building. For a lot of street dancers, it provides a really nice space, hard surface, some reflective glass, and lighting, and it's, you know, more or less fairly clean, so that kind of helps us a lot. So when we see a certain open space, we look at it very differently to, I don't know, well, whatever other person walks past and goes, yeah, it's a pretty good floor, probably concreted, probably this, probably that, but we might look at it and be like, hey, this would be pretty good to spin, this would be pretty good to this.
So that's you're in the habit now of every piece of architecture you walk by, you sort of look at it through the lens of, oh, can I dance in front of that? What was it like? Yeah, speaking of lenses, what was it like being in front of the camera here as part of this project?
So it was interesting because, about 7 years ago, Luke walked past our practice spot, talked to one of our younger guys, and he sort of talked to me and he said, hey, Joe, there's this guy that came up wanting to shoot a documentary or something. And I said, well, we've been there for a long time, and in the arts industry, you come across a lot of people that promise you this and that and try to get you doing a music video and spin on your head and do this. And not that there's anything wrong with that, but sometimes you get a bit tired of it. Yeah. So I wasn't sure how legitimately enthusiastic Luke was. But the great thing about Luke was he really put in the time to get to know us, our culture, our community, was really humble in that understanding and wanting to start from absolute zero to learn everything. And, he did a whole bunch of interviews with us. I think about 4 years went by, and we sort of sat down and he was saying, oh, really haven't got a good story. Got a lot of great footage, a lot of amazing dancing. And I was like, yeah, he went to some of the greatest battles. But I said, well, why don't you follow these like women around, these particular female dancers in our scene that are sort of rising up, and their stories might be quite interesting. And then he took it upon himself to do a tremendous amount of work and traveling and doing all this stuff to put this thing together. And we didn't even know at the beginning what he would have. So to see it done was amazing. To see it selected is just a, I don't know, euphoria beyond belief, really, because not many of these kinds of documentaries about the modern era, particularly about women in street dance, exist anywhere in the world. So it's really rare that you'll see something like this on screen.
Well, congratulations to you both. 17 years dancing, and now you're up on the big screen showing your stuff. Luke, film 7 years in the making, and it's been selected as part of the Sydney Film Festival. My congratulations to both of you. If people want to find out more about the film, where can they check it out?
All the information is on the Sydney Film Festival website. The premiere is next Friday, 10th of June, 6 p.m. at the event on George Street. So I'd encourage everyone to come to that, because there is going to be an excellent vibe there. And some of the dancers are going to perform live afterwards.
Ah, that was going to be my last question for you. Does it mean we get to see you dance both on the big screen and out the front of the cinema? And you've made it come true. That's absolutely amazing. Luke and Joe, thank you so much for joining us here on Friday Drive. All the best with the film. sff.org.au is the Sydney Film Festival website. It is just absolutely wonderful to see people who care about their craft being rewarded. So congratulations to both of you, and I wish you all the best for whatever comes next after this magnificent achievement.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, have a good weekend, dudes. Oh, man. Okay, now it's time for me to start dancing in the studio. Here's some Dead Witch with 15 Dennies. I can dance to this. This is fine. Friday Drive to SER.